The Lord Jesus be with you. This is Pastor Michael Miller with Sacred Moments. In 1 Peter 2:11, two words describe the Christian, a sojourner and an exile. The idea of sojourning in a foreign land began with Abraham, who was a foreigner in the land of Canaan. He had no claim on the place where he was living. The Israelites in Egypt also sojourned. They enjoyed the land of Goshen, but when a new ruler came to power, they went from being privileged to being slaves. Exiles describe someone who is passing through, but still makes relationships with the people they live alongside. While sojourner refers to legal status, exile implies that you have a future destination. How does that describe our life in Christ? As sojourners, we have no permanent claim on the things of this life, whether property or favor. It can all be taken away tomorrow, and we might be left with no recourse but to say with Job, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." As exiles, we're promised an inheritance from God, treasure which neither moth nor rust can destroy. Our promised land through Christ will never be lost. But there's one more thing about being in exile. During the Babylonian exile, God told his people, "Build houses, plant gardens, take wives and have sons and daughters, seek the welfare of the city, pray to the Lord on its behalf." To be a sojourner in exile means to belong to God, even while you live among those who do not. It's understandable to want to isolate, but he calls you to live where you do, a foreigner, yet also a neighbor, in the family of God, yet also your human one, a citizen of heaven and one of this land. And then when our sojourning ends, we will dwell in the kingdom which has no end. Amen. This has been Sacred Moments with Pastor Michael Miller. Come hear more on Sunday at 10:30 at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Grant Street across from Booth Park. Find us online at blclebanon.org.